Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Lloyd Carey's brought down by Palmer. The ball breaks for Harrogate Town. Now they get down that right-hand side. The cross comes in. Can they get the goal? They do. And it's an own goal by Jordan Keane, the number four for Stockport County. He couldn't do a great deal about it. He was doing his best to try and get back. There was two Harrogate shirts towards the back post, and he got there ahead of both of them, but could only divert it into the roof of his own net. We had the opening goal of the game on 17 minutes. Harrogate Town 1, Stockport County 0.
Yeah, a little bit unfortunate for Jordan Keane, but it was a really difficult one to deal with. Dangerous ball came across from the right, and he was very close to goal. He had to go for it. He tried to lift it over the bar, and he just succeeded in basically volleying it right underneath the bar. The striker would have been proud of it.
Warburton turns away from one, but can't get past a second Harrogate man, but it's given away cheaply. Now Stevenson lays into the path of number seven, and that's a great finish. Adam Thomas with a superb finish, kept it low, right in the bottom corner, in off the inside of the post, and it's a very quick response from the visitors at Wetherby Road. Harrogate Town 1, Stockport County 1.
Yeah, full credit to Stockport there. Harrogate never really cleared the ball from the initial delivery from Sam Walker. It was Matty Warburton who started it off. A good bit of trickery. Then he lost the ball, but then it bounced around a little bit. Eventually played out cleverly to Adam Thomas. And a sweet, sweet finish. No chance for James Belshaw as Thomas arrowed a low shot towards the keeper's far post. It just nestled inside the post and in the bottom corner. Great response from Jim Gannon's side.
Ball forward by Stockport County. Stevenson is going to put Belshaw under some pressure. Belshaw is able to clear that away though. Sent forward. It's been given away at the back, and here's Warburton's massive chance. Warburton goes round the keeper, eventually gets the shot off and rolls it into the back of the net. It's a disastrous start for the home side in the second half. Stockport County extend their lead, capitalising on another defensive mistake at the back. It's now Harrogate Town 1, Stockport County 3.
Well, once Matty Warburton got the ball in that position, there was only going to be one outcome for a striker or from a forward man in such confident form. Another dreadful defensive error by Harrogate Town, but Warburton picked the ball up on the edge of the area, and he's dummied Belshaw two or three times, and then confidently, as he's taken the ball wide of the Harrogate keeper, side footed it into the empty net. In the 48th minute, Stockport County have got a 2-goal advantage. It's Harrogate Town 1, Stockport County 3.
Falkiam goes short to Carey. Again, the centre halves taking on a lot of possession at the moment. The Stockport force it back, and they can play it through, and they are through here. Frank Mulhern with the half to go. Can Harry get anybody back? Frank Mulhern, the goalkeeper, does well. Mulhern tries to go around, he goes to ground. Mulhern still hasn't got the shot off, and eventually it's there, and that will surely be game, set, match to Stockport County. It's now Harrogate Town 1, Stockport County 4.
Harry Carey from Harrogate Town, because that's the third goal that's been completely of their own making. They've lost possession inside their own half. Duxbury's capitalised on it. He almost scored a minute ago, and he's just fed Mulhern, who's in his own half, and he's clean through on goal. That's dreadful from Harrogate. They really have almost hung themselves there. But Mulhern, fair play to him. Like Warburton, he's in advance 40, 50 yards. He's tried to shimmy Belshaw a couple of times. Belshaw's eventually been done, and he's had to pull the ball back. And with, I think, two or three Harrogate defenders on the goal line, he's picked it through them with a left foot shot. A great goal from Mulhern, and it's a great afternoon for Stockport County.
for Stockport County. Their next game is away at Guiseley next Saturday in the Panorama National North. That's a really good ball through to Fallonfield in the penalty area. He comes out, the ball is put across, surely it's in, and it's turned home by George Thompson. It's a second goal for Harrogate. They've reduced the deficit to just the 2 goals with 3.5 minutes of normal time to go. Harrogate 2, Stockport County 4.
Yeah, very, very good goal. A superb ball by Falkingham found Fallonfield, and he's got into the byline. For the first time, they got in right behind the Stockport defence, and Fallonfield's pulled the ball across, and there's Thompson, who finished fairly easily from about 8 yards. There was a Stockport player on the line, but it was a comfortable finish for Thompson. So Harrogate Town 2, Stockport County 4. We've just got a few minutes to go, but it'd be interesting if Harrogate could get one in the next couple of minutes or so.
I'd say two fairly even teams on the face of it. Ball sent back to Hinchcliffe, cleared away, and there we go. Martin Woods blows the full-time whistle here at the CNG Stadium, where it is Stockport County who will go through to the last 8 of the FA Trophy with a comprehensive win against the side in the league above them. Harrogate Town, despite going ahead on 17 minutes, never really built on that. And Stockport County just kept adding and adding to their tally. So full-time here, Harrogate 2, Stockport County 4.